welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy New Year, Barbecue Bob. This is the first edition of the 2016 year, and it's good to be here. Good to be sitting in a chair and talking a little bit about barbecue with y'all.
Always good to see you with a cold one in my hand, too. Here's to you, man.
Yeah, here's to
Cheers.
You. Absolutely.
Well, we are drinking some crystal clear water right now out of the cooler.
Yeah, starting a new year off and maybe trying to get rid of some bad habits. Drinking beer on the radio is not a bad habit.
No, never say that.
But today we are we're trying to cleanse the soul a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that, we've ran across in the last year that we're going to try not to do in 2016, and some of these are your bad grilling habits that are
out
there.
I got one.
Go ahead.
I got one. Going to a big box store to buy a grill.
Right. Right.
If it says, like, Charbroil or whatever, any of these Chinese grills, do not buy them. Do not buy a Chinese grill. Don't buy a Mexican grill. Get your grill made in either the U.S. There's a couple good ones in Canada. Broil King, I think, is the one made up there. Broil King's acceptable, in my opinion. I have no problem doing business with Canada anyway. I obviously work for them. But the Mexican grills, man, they're just like the Chinese grills. They can't do stuff cheap enough.
Right. And they,
they
don't hold up.
They're cheaper all the time.
It's shiny object type
it is.
Thing.
It
is what
it
is.
That's right. It's not real stainless. It looks like stainless, but it'll be rusted in a year. So if you can stick a magnet to it, it's not stainless.
Yeah, take your magnet off your refrigerator and go grill shopping. Because if it sticks, walk away. Walk away.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, another thing that, we harp on all the time, Bob, and if you don't do this, it catches you sooner or later, and that is the whole planning. Trying to figure out what it is that you're cooking, how many people you're going to cook it for, and when you need it to be done so that people can eat at the time that they're expecting to and you're not disappointing any of your guests or your family.
When it comes to doing our events, that's what you really shine at, is you do a great job planning out, because then we're feeding 100 or 200 people.
Right.
You're really good at the planning side.
Yeah, we've got to just make sure, you know, you kind of, in your mind, you anticipate how the day is going to flow and how you want things to work. And then the biggest part of all of this is the equipment that you're going to need to produce the food when you need it.
You
and
have
that
to
is
have
cutting
it.
Boards and
yep.
knives and serving dishes and things. Now, this is maybe more when you're cooking for a larger group, but a lot of times on the grill.
It is a larger group.
Right, it is a larger group.
It's not the 4 or 5 you're normally doing it for. Now you do it for 10 or 15.
Right.
And that's just multiplies that many more times the number of mistakes you can make. So you hit on something. So, you know, bring the right knives and everything. Maybe you got to have a knife sharpener, because if you have to use dull knives, that's really a big deal.
Well,
it's frustrating.
You know, it's the old adage is a dull knife cuts you, not a sharp one.
That's right.
Because you're trying to saw on things. You're not trying to cut things.
That's an old adage, huh?
Right. And here's the deal is I've got a very good friend that invites me over to parties and has me grill on his equipment.
Have you ever told him?
What? Yes, I have multiple times.
So I can say his name on air.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We won't roll him under that bus that far. But the guy never has a sharp knife in his house, ever.
What's wrong with Brad?
And I don't know, man. He just, but he never has a sharp knife in his house. I bring my own knives and I bring sharpeners.
Why don't you buy him a nice knife sharpener?
Yeah, he wouldn't use it. I don't know what the deal is, but anyway, that's just a pet peeve. But one of the things is carry sharp knives and keep sharp knives in your drawer and in your knife block.
I got another really bad habit people have, and that's not paying attention while they're grilling. They get distracted. They're doing this with the kids. I mean, if you're going to spend all this money on all the food, and then you're going to have this all this anticipation and everybody over, and you're doing this thing, it's an event.
Right.
You better stand there. You better be ready. Unless you're putting it on a smoker so you can, you know, go golf 18 holes and come back.
Set it, forget it kind of thing, yeah.
But if you got it on the grill, you've got to be paying attention, because you could be getting a flare-up.
Right.
You could be getting, you know, you could have run out of gas because you're running a propane tank.
Right.
All sorts of things. So, paying attention's another one.
That goes back to that planning too, because I'm guilty of this. I got caught at this a couple times this last year, in that I didn't delegate enough of this other stuff that needed to be
hard
done.
Hard to do, isn't it?
Right. You want to be in control and you want it to happen, but I didn't delegate enough of it.
Uh-huh.
So I was trying to do the other stuff while I walked away from the grill, and it ended up, you know, impacting the quality of the product that I was pulling off of there because I lost control.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and it's out with the old, in with the new, 2016, and we're just talking about all the things people do to screw up their back decks and their grilling life, which really impacts your marriage more than anything, because when you start screwing up the food, it's cataclysmic.
Well, things that'll help your marriage is a routine, and that's another big one that's on our list of things that you need to do for the grill, is that before you start, again, I'm back to the planning, but before you start, there's a routine that you need to go through with your raw product and your seasoning and your flavor profiles, and then getting your product ready for the grill, the grilling time.
Yeah, which means you might have to go to the store and get some of those spices, because we're always out of this spice or that spice, and my wife and I will be hitting each other back and forth because we're both pulling on that big spice cabinet.
Right. The garlic powder is the one for me. I tend to, that's kind of a go-to for me. You can jazz up anything with a little bit of garlic, and I tend to run out of that from time to time, and, you know, you're ready.
And you got to get those great big canisters. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can't hardly lift, right?
You can never run out. Here's a biggie this time of year, in my opinion. At least it affects me a bunch, and it's the lighting. The lighting on my back deck, there's three lights, and they're not really where I need them.
Right.
So I just put this canopy over my kitchen.
Right.
And I'm going to run LED lighting up in that canopy so that – because here's the deal. Yeah, it's bright enough back there that I can find the grill, but I can't look at the meat and see what color it is. I brought in some pieces the other night. Well, you were over when I did those jalapenos. A couple of them had like some kind of black bacon on them.
Right.
And it's like, I put too much work into those. I don't want it to be black. They look great in a dim light. But you get them inside and they're kind of blackish. And it's like,
It's kind of like you, Bob. You look good in a dim light, brother. Get you in the bright light, might not be the same.
You suck at that. and which helps with the burning or over grilling. That goes right into the other thing, the lighting has that's a big deal.
Right.
And the little solar lights aren't doing it.
No, anymore. Those LED lights are pretty cheap. You can buy the little rope of them for $15-$20 and run them up in the rafter of the little canopy that's over your kitchen.
And worst case scenario, get yourself a headlamp like the one you stole from Alan Bob's.
Yeah, exactly. And then the one they gave you. So I guess either way, it kind of works that way. But anyway, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're breaking down everything that was bad about 2015 and talking about how we can change it in 2016.
That's right. And there's, you know what I've started doing is exercising again. I got really lazy for a couple years. And in the next segment, a guy named Ryan Lothian, who owns some Snap Fitnesses around West Michigan, is going to talk about Snap Fitness in general and how Grilling Guys can burn off some bacon.
You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Burn off your bacon. Stick with us. We'll be back.